Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny, crisp New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, going solo today, part of Troy's new contract as he gets a day off during the month. But even though Troy is not here, he will be providing more interest than the Broncos offense, even in his absence. Didn't watch the Super Bowl halftime show, watched Last Man Standing on DVR, so I hardly saw any of the ads toward the end of the game. I came upstairs and played PlayStation. So good for you. Seattle, we got some buddies up at Boeing Employees Credit Union. But our first shout-out today has got to go to my man, Mark Arnold from On the Mark Strategy. Sent me a very, very kind letter thanking us for the stuff that we do here on the radio show. Way, way too kind in his note to me. Mark is far more accomplished and respected in the credit union marketplace than I could ever hope to be, but it was nice getting a message from him. This is the power of performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And somebody that keeps the audience wanting more is our sponsor, Marquee. GoMarquee.com. They didn't just survive the Great Recession, man. They thrived. Compliance, software, marketing, print, you name it, they've got it. And don't forget to register today for the 2014 National Conference with Marquee. It's going to be at the Westin San Diego in the Gaslamp Quarter. Give them a call today. I've been to that show several times. It's always awesome. And we'll talk about the details of that show. They got an awesome speaker that you're not going to want to miss, and we'll talk about that as we get closer to the date later this year. Hey, today the name of the show is Crescendo. That's right, Crescendo. Musical dynamic means a increase, a slight and building increase in volume, and of course the opposite, decrescendo, loud and getting softer. Well, if you think about your marketing plan for the year, it should look like a crescendo. Yeah, January's over. I don't call a lot of people in January because they've got that built-in excuse, oh, I'm just getting, going in the new year. Well, your marketing should be that way. Leave people alone. But now it starts to build. Now we start to get into the busy part of the year. Then, of course, at Christmas time, you don't want to overdo the pitch. It starts to come back down crescendo. Musical dynamics can help you make your brand like a band that leaves the audience wanting more. Music is the ultimate multicultural, multi-generational language of our humanity, and about once a month, we like to spin the tunes on the radio. If you are sitting in a desk chair, you need to stop. That desk chair is killing you. Get up, move around, save this show, fast forward to the music while you're working out. Great songs today. Our first song is, you ever been to Chili's? They've got that, those page of margaritas. I think like the best one is the El Presidente. Well, our El Presidente, or La Presidente in this case, the president of Eloquent Online, Emma Douglas, picked the first song for us today, and it starts with a crescendo. Enjoy.
Turn wrong, left your heart torn, that's what devils do. Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up so you. Filled with all the strength I found, nothing I can't do.
Presidente pick, President Emma Douglas of Eloquent Online, calling that one out. John Newman, Love Me Again, nice rocking song there to get us started. Up next, the Commodores and Night Shift. Commodores were still moving and grooving from 1985. Night Shift. Up next, D-Light. Hey, where's your groove at? Check your heart.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
done. Try to fashion up what's to come. My pocket that's wet.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another.
Power of performance.
you're listening to the power of performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
That is right, where the talk is hot and the hosts are hotter and, yes, handsome. I have not done my Facebook 10 movie because everybody else is doing their Facebook movie. There's no PowerPoint. There's no bullet points. There's no three-ring binders, paper, or printers at Eloquent Online. We do things differently here. Others talk. We rock a radio show because that's what we do. We've got a big announcement coming. We are working on the final details of something very, very big and very, very musical. And I will tell you this, believe this, youth marketing without music isn't youth marketing. It's adults guessing. If you've got a youth website, I don't care what your IT department is telling you, young people are not going to it. If you have youth podcasts, I don't care what your IT department tells you, your young people are not listening to it. If you want to intentionally engage Generation Z, the digital citizen, you have to go where they are, where every previous five generations of young people have been during the school day, and you've got to rock them. You've got to use music to intentionally engage that audience. And I don't mean getting up there and singing a bunch of financial songs like the Wiggles. I'm talking about putting on a concert, a balance, a harmony between talk, instruction, inspiration, motivation, financial information, and music. The name of this show is Crescendo. We started without music. We got into the music. Our crescendo got loud there in the middle, and now we're bringing it down with about 6 minutes left in the show. I hope you have a great week. I have made the decision not to go to the GAC this year, namely because there's nothing for us to do. The past 3 years, we have performed at the an award ceremony up there. We're not doing that this year. We were not asked to sponsor an award this year, which we've done for 3 years in a row. And I don't like to do anything more than 3 or 4 years in a row. And GAC, that's not our thing. We don't do political consulting and stuff like that. But I will tell you this, as you spend time and money going up to the GAC, I would simply remind you to take into consideration if you're placing so much emphasis on Congress for the continuation of the way you go to market, I'm telling you, that is fool's gold. I've said it many, many times on this show. I know credit unions like to get together and talk about working together. I know there are many real examples of that, but the reality is your audience comes to you one by one, and they don't care about the collective nature of this business. They care if you can meet their financial needs the way they want it. Some people want it in person. Some want it on the phone. Generation Z, the digital citizen, the new American dexterity. If they can't swipe to see you, you're going to swipe to see them. You're not going to see them. You're not going to hear from them. You're going to miss Generation Z. If you've got a conference coming up and you're talking about Generation Y as the youth market, you need to check your math and check your calendar, because Generation Z is the new youth market. Hey, folks, we love spinning the tunes. Music, music, music can help you with your brand. Is your live, how is your live performance going today? When people call or walk in or get on your website or check out your social sites, do you really leave the audience wanting more? Are you really doing things that make that audience go out and tell other people about your brand? If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? You want to put on a great live performance? Each and every day, call performers. Whether it's the spoken word or music, that's what we do. Again, we don't put on a PowerPoint presentation. We go out to the Carolinas Credit Union League this May. They're going to get a live musical performance. And woe to the speaker that shows up with the PowerPoint slides and the 50,000 bullet points. We make it very, very tough for the people that follow us, but we hope that everyone ups their game in 2014. It's go time. January is over. Crescendo. Let's get loud. Let's get loose. Let's get out there and intentionally engage our audience, old, young, anywhere in between. My name is Jason Dyes. You've been listening to The Power of Performance. On behalf of Tough Talkin' Troy Hall, we enjoy spinning the tunes. We'll be back next week with a non-all music show. And until then, make it a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.